Now, we've got a really exciting guest coming up on the line. This guy, I love watching him play, don't you, Timmy?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Big fan.
And we're expecting big things from him this year in at Tiger Town. Adam Dewey, are you there, mate?
Yeah, hello, boys. How you going?
Good, thanks, mate. How are you? How are the muscles? I understand these pre-seasons are pretty rigorous. What's Madge been putting you through?
Yeah, they're always tough this time of the season, and especially in pre-season. They don't get any easier as you get older, obviously. And I'm still in rehab at the moment, so luckily enough I'm not getting flogged too much at the moment. But the boys are really ripping in, and long days, a lot of wrestle sessions, a lot of gym sessions, and a lot of K's on the running paddock. So, they're getting through a fair bit of work.
Adam, it's your long-lost friend, Timmy Manor. talk to me about your ACL. How's the recovery going, and when can we expect to see you back on the field?
Yeah, everything's going as planned at the moment. So I'm about five and a half months post-op at the moment. And, as I said, everything's on track. I met with a surgeon last week just for a checkup, and he was really happy with where things were at. And at around the eight, 9 month mark, I'll go back and see him for sort of a strength test, and he'll have a list of boxes I need to tick, and as long as I can tick all of them, and I'll just be after that how many months and days, I'm not too sure yet, but somewhere around sort of middle to front end of the season, I hope.
Yeah, you obviously know how much I think of you, and I think you're a really important part to that team, but looking forward to this year, what can Tigers fans expect to see from the Tigers this year? Is there any young guns as well you might want to point out that we should keep an eye out for?
As I said, the boys have been ripping in on the field. We've had two new assistant coaches coming this year, and Nathan Kalis is running out of fence, and he's come from the Roosters, so he's obviously brought a lot of experience.
How good is Kalo? How are you finding him?
Yeah, he's all the time. He's a really good fella. Yeah,
I his stuff. I was lucky enough to play towards the end of his career under him, and to this day, he's by far my biggest idol. Going through my grades, I used to look up to him as a captain of the club, but then I was lucky enough to kind of spend a couple of years learning from him. But he just had this presence about him. Like when he's just very like quiet, but when he speaks, he's like a silverback gorilla. Everyone listens to what he says. I think he's a perfect guy for you guys to sign. And obviously, I think Madge is a great coach over there as well. So it's obviously going to be a year where you want to prove a lot of people wrong, but it's also, it's the NRL. There's never any easy weeks. I kind of cut you off though. So you got the two new assistant coaches. What else can we expect to see from you guys?
Yeah, obviously Hastings and Ollie Gildart have come from Wigan over in the UK, and bring a lot of experience with them coming to the club. And Ollie's been one of the probably standout centres over there for a few years now. So to see him come here and be on that left edge with Cam Amala and Brooksy will be sort of a nice combo. And Jacko's been going good as well on the field, and he'll probably fill in to start with that number six jersey. And I know watching the video in the dressing rooms, and I haven't watched too much of the field at the moment, but from all reports, that they've been going really good. And as I said, everyone's ripping in, but I guess all 16 clubs are sort of ripping in pre-season. It's sort of hard to get a gauge to where they're actually at. But from all reports, everything's going really well.
Oh, that's great news, mate. I mean, last year, they played you at 5'8", they played you at centre. You seemed to do well wherever you went. You've got Tyron Peachy here who can do similar things. Are you looking for, to be kind of out of the limelight a bit more this year and just get, prioritising football? Because last year it was noise around Maguire. There was the documentary, how is it in there this year? And do you guys just want to focus on the footy and get rid of that stuff? Or is there a second documentary coming out on Netflix?
there's definitely no second documentary coming. Not this year. But we're always in the headlines, aren't we? I guess when you're losing and we never made the finals for sort of 10 odd years that the reports and news will always be after you. But we know that comes with the business. And if we can lay a bit lower this year and hopefully win some games early and stay out of the papers and not have people pressuring Madge, people pressuring Brooks, it'll probably help the group. And come start of the season, if we can start winning matches, that shuts everyone up. So
have you told Tim Sheens where you want to play?
Nah, I haven't had that convo. I'm just worried about my rehab at the moment. And when the time comes, we'll have a combo.
Lebanon World Cup end of the year. Are you going to be doing it? Are you going to be strapping on the red, white, and green?
Yeah, it's definitely a goal of mine, and we've got a few meetings coming up to discuss stuff. And if from all reports, it's going to definitely go ahead in England at the end of this year. So that'll be an amazing experience. And yeah, I've always loved playing for Lebanon. And whenever the chance comes, I do love playing for it with my mate too early from the Tigers. So it should be good coming out of the season.
Yeah, we did kickstart your career, so you're welcome. mate, while you're talking about laying low before, can you just confirm for the listeners at home as well, your status at the moment, is it still single?
Yeah, I am still single, mate. Okay. You love asking that question, don't you?
I just like to, you know, there's an audience here, and if you want to,
well, especially
predominantly male,
you're
Aussie
the
males
star of a documentary. So I know from being on screen, you know, that you must be getting a lot of slides into the DMs, being the star of Tiger Town on and off the field.
I wish, mate.
Who is the kind of the Tinder aggressor of the group? Who's the one who's always going on a date after training? Can you give that away? I mean, Brooksy's a good looking unit.
Robbie Farah.
Well, mate, seriously, I'm a Sharks fan, but I love watching you play footy. I really do. It's really exciting, and I hope you find your position this year. And I can't wait to watch you cut loose on the field. So thanks so much for joining us here at SEN, and can't wait to watch you play.
No, I appreciate that. Thanks, boys. Thanks for the chat.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Adam.